Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us this evening comes from the Old Testament reading in the 24th chapter of Exodus, beginning with the 6th verse. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Did they have the first clue what they were agreeing to? I mean, think of the two chief commandments as Jesus gives them from the law. Love the Lord your God with everything you've got, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the response is, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Really, with your all, from the depths of your being. Have you ever tried it? To love God with your all, your heart undivided by competing loyalties, but given to God and Him alone? Your only desire to enjoy His presence and do His will. Your only fear that you will cause Him some displeasure. And then there's your neighbor, the one that was made in God's own image. Love him or her as yourself. Or as Jesus put it, do to others as you want others to do to you. How's your track record with that one? The people of Israel put up a big promise, but their journey through the wilderness to the promised land was not exactly characterized by love of God above all and love of neighbor as self. Instead, there was grumbling against God and the way that he led them. Distrust that he would provide them with water and food. Neighbor squabbling against neighbor, wearing Moses out as he tried to settle their petty squabbles. All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient. Not so much. So, despite their words, despite their trust in self and what they could muster, the covenant was still sealed in blood. Part of the blood went on the altar, part of the blood went on the people. And with the blood came forgiveness. For as the Lord says, there is no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. And it was as the blood sprinkled the people that Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 elders of Israel climbed the mountain and there saw the wonder of God's glory. They saw him. There he sat on his throne. At his feet, a pavement of sapphire, blue and crystal clear as the sky above. And in God's presence, as the blood-covered ones, they were able to sit down and eat and not die. They lived, though they knew they had no right to see such holiness and continue to breathe. They lived despite the fact they did not keep their end of the covenant. They lived despite the fact that love for God did not characterize their all. They lived despite the fact that they did not love their neighbors as themselves. They lived because they were under the blood. And under that blood, the presence of God came to them as an experience of life, not death. Tonight, it is Maundy Thursday, which comes from Mandatum Thursday, which means Command Thursday. What's the command? Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And just like the disciples who'd gathered around the table in that upper room, and just like Moses and Aaron and the 72 at God's mountaintop table, we are well aware that we have failed to keep the covenant of the Lord. The Ten Commandments, which spell out the shape of love in our lives, accuse us endlessly. No, we do not love the Lord with anything like our all. No, we do not love neighbor as self. Like Israel of old, we've not kept the words of the Lord to do them, no matter how many times we've promised to do better. And yet, and still, Jesus comes to you and me tonight and prepares a gift for his people, a gift that's been on the heart of God since before time began. It is a gift that will go on sustaining his own until he returns again in glory. He provides a meal. A meal for his wounded people, his broken people who do not live up to his covenant of love. He feeds his hurting people with his own body and blood so that they might live and be forgiven and restored and healed. Under the blood of Jesus, the presence of God comes to you in this meal as an experience of life, not death. And do you realize why there is life in this body and blood? Because it is the body and blood of the one in whom there was nothing but love. Love for his Father with all his heart, body, mind, and soul, his all, and just as certainly, love for neighbor as self. Jesus did love you as he did himself. Actually, he loved you more than he loved himself. For you, he allowed his body to be nailed to the wood of the cross and his blood to spill, wiping out the curse of the law against you. Because the law could never condemn Jesus, for his whole being, every word, every thought, every action, was only and always love. And he calls you to live under his blood and in his love. And to live under that blood is to taste something better than the food that even Moses and Aaron ever knew. We not only eat and drink in the presence of the All-Holy One, but he plants in his wounded people a life that death cannot overcome. We live because of what he gives us to eat and to drink. The body and blood of the one who is love. Love crucified, love risen, love glorified, and love returning. And he said to his disciples, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. The strength of your love for others and your love for God will now always pour into you from this gift of love that he's given. His gift in this meal guarantees that what you now enjoy in a hidden sort of way will be fully and completely revealed in the life that is coming. Here at the Lord's table, you are held by a love that is stronger than death, and a forgiveness that is greater than all your sin. Come, eat and drink the healing meal of Jesus. We pray. Lord, may your wounded hand impart your healing to my broken heart. Your love alone can form in me a heart that serves you joyfully. Amen.